This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's good news in real estate. If you're a homeowner, if you're selling a home, or perhaps purchasing a home or vacation property, welcome to our home. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Your hosts for the next radio hour, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris, along with real estate veteran and owner-operator of the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes,
Mark Cumberland. Your real estate education starts right now. It's Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
All right. Good afternoon. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm Mark Cumberland, along with my co-host, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris. That was a long intro. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just great, Mark.
Yeah, you know what? Things are picking up, man. I'm seeing things happening here. And we're excited to be here for our 16th year on the radio. Every Saturday here at 1 o'clock on WPHT Talk Radio, the number one talk station in Philly, and also on Odyssey, so you can listen to us anywhere in the world. If you want to ask us a question about residential, commercial, mortgages, anything about Deanne's private life, just give us a call. My number is 267-266-5501. What's your number, Deanne?
I don't think I'm going to give out my my number is 609-605-7153. I think what would be more interesting is if we talk about your dating life.
Yeah, we could talk about that.
All right.
Good thing I have a calendar.
Today's show, Mark, we have the market report.
Yes.
We have Mark's funny story.
Got one for you.
I'm not sure if we have business tips with Asking Dr. A. I don't know if it's Central Time, Eastern Time.
and he's traveling or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But we also have our mortgage mom topic, and we're going to finish our home ownership trivia that we talked about a little bit.
Oh, good, because I like that. That was fun. I like the trivia.
All right, good. So, Mark, today we have our questions. What happens when a seller won't give back the earnest money deposit?
I just got a call from a broker about that situation. Wanted advice.
We have our next question is, if I buy a house and it does have to be cleaned out and emptied.
All right. I understand what it is.
Okay. Next question is, what kind of grant programs are there for first-time home buyers?
I got a couple people ask me that this week.
Yeah, we have a lot of great grant programs. The next question is, why does it seem everything builders build in Philly are priced so high, like $400,000 or $500,000? And Mark, our topic of the day is types of leases.
Yeah, it's not that exciting, but you need to know about it.
You got
to
go over contracts, agreement of sales, no leases, no lease for you today.
Yeah, but you know, commercial stuff, and there's different types of leases.
All right, but first, give us your motivational quote.
And the motivational quote is actually from me. Luckily, the sun will go down, and tomorrow is another day.
So deep, Mark. You're just so.
And there's a song, you can Google it. KixKXX SoundCloud, and listen to Luckily the Sun Will Go Down. And it's all about a guy had a fight with his girlfriend, and the weather girl said, Luckily the Sun Will Go Down. And what? I wrote a song about it. And it's all about like, tomorrow's another day. So where are we at?
All right. So we are up to the market report.
And there is the bell. But before I start the market report, Mayor Cheryl Parker, which I really like, the new mayor of Philadelphia, she just announced her administration is going to endeavor to clean every block in Philadelphia over 13 weeks this summer. And what one top official said Friday would be the largest effort to address the quality of life issue in the city's history.
Wow.
I remember when I was a kid and the water trucks used to come around and the sweepers.
Yeah.
You don't see them too much anymore, but I like this girl. She's doing a good job. Kensington Avenue is all the tents are gone. It's cleaned up. You get some businesses start going back down there and they keep it like that, you'll have another with the amount of housing that's going on. I mean, I seen brand new condos at Kensington and Ontario. I mean, it's happening. If they straighten that out and businesses start coming in, that'd be the new fish town. I'm telling you.
Well, that's what everybody's hoping because everybody's building over there.
It's not going to happen overnight, but you get rid of all them tents and the druggies. That all started because they're giving out the free needles. That was a bad idea. As soon as you start giving out free stuff like that, you're waving a flag. Everybody come here. And that's what destroyed that whole area. And she's, I give her credit, man. I know she's got a lot of left wingers hollering at her about all this stuff. And she's sticking to her guns. I'd love to have her on the show and talk about real estate with her.
Yeah, we should.
We should try to get a hold of her. She seems really cool. I heard her on one show, and it was a kind of conservative talk show. And she goes, I'm taking heat for just talking on your show, you know? So at least that's the kind of leadership you need. People with guts. So anyway, to the market. A couple interesting things are happening. New homes built for the purpose of renting is becoming a big thing, especially with like the big REITs and the big institutional money that's invested in real estate. They're building houses to rent. And because so many people are renting and these millennials got to wake up. I taught a class the other night and they had no idea that 48% of Philly rents. And then I asked how many people in this room rent and they didn't want to admit it. I was like, come on, put your hands up, have some guts. and more than half of the class was renting. And then I told them about a deal I did where we got $10,000 seller assist FHA and the guy needed like $5,000. And you know, they were like, really? Yeah, and his mortgage is $1,100 a month. And he's in like a $300,000 house. And they're like, really?
Well,
so, you know, it's a lack of knowledge out
there. Of course,
and
that's what we say all the time, because the problem is, you know, people think that the interest rates are too high. We say it on the show all the time, but they don't actually know what that looks like. They don't know what their mortgage payment, you know, actually is.
And when you're happy and the payment is where you want it to be every month, after a while, you're not even going to think about that damn rate. It's like buying a car. As you're riding around smelling that new car smell, you think about the interest payment on that every month? No. Anyway, back to the mortgage. Back to the report. So in 2023, approximately 27,500 built rent-to-homes were finished, a record number. Furthermore, this was 75% higher than previous years and expected to triple in the upcoming years. And of course, the allure of living in a house with a private backyard and all the other amenities. But, you know, they're still not going to own. And so the builders are doing this. They're also still building multifamily because the rents are so high. But this momentum has resulted in over 45,400 built to rent homes currently under development, with renters set to move in over the next few years. And the majority of them will open their doors probably by in 25, where they predict a slowing. And then one problem is this administration put a bunch of regulations on construction and everything, plus the cost of materials. It slowed down the building. So like there's a lot of things going on here that are affecting that. And, you know, so the builders were like a little nervous. And the home sales, you know, we're not at the levels, but I just watched the Charlie painting the other day and there's still millions of houses being sold all the time. And people are selling and people are buying. You know, I remember back in 08, the worst hit real estate market in history since the Depression, we still sold tons of houses. You know, I opened an office that year. Yeah, it's like there's 6.7 million people living in Philly Metro. Somebody's buying and selling. I don't care what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
So, the population, there's 70 million fewer people living in the U.S. right now, too. Our population actually went down a little bit. But a turn for the better, existing home sales rose last month. Some more inventories increased by 10%. I seen a thing from PAR, not one of my favorite groups in Pennsylvania, but they said that more listings are coming on the market in Pennsylvania. And I'm seeing more listings on Facebook and these agents.
Yeah.
I'll give you one thing, a little piece of my mind about that, though. If I had a brand new listing, I wouldn't be posting it on Facebook. I'd be calling my database and letting them all know I got a new listing. You know?
No, agreed.
But the phone.
I was just talking to somebody this morning about, you know, realtors and this whole litigation thing and blah, blah, blah. But I said, that just means that people are going to actually have conversations.
Yep.
You know, I don't know how that's going to go.
And this, our whole region, price-wise going up, the northeast part of the country has the prices going up more than anywhere else in the country, our area. So tell us about the rates.
All right. So, Mark, you're looking at a 30-year fixed conventional rate at 7%. You're looking at your 15 at 6.5%. Your FHA is at 6.625, as well as your 30-year VA loan is 6.625. Now, again, keep in mind, it depends on what your credit score is, how much you're putting down. So there's a lot of caveats that go along with that. But that's a great guide. And it's not 8%. It's not double. Give me a call. We'll figure out exactly what your payment's going to look like. And you can also buy the rate down. So, I mean, that's a common thing that's happening now. People are paying points, discount points, to be able to get a much better rate.
That happened to me the other night. I did the coaching session, 0 to 20 million, at my school. And a girl called me outside on a cigarette break. And she said, I was thinking about refining, and I have a lot of equity, but my rate's at like 3.5. And I don't want, I said, well, if you got that much equity, you could pay down your debt and you can buy points. And if you don't get down to 3.5, you're still going to be happy.
Yeah.
You want to be happy or not? And they were just like, yeah, I want to be happy. All right. So with that, man, I was ranting already. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, we hope you're enjoying Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property, and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top 5 real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a 5-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
Hey, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, Dan?
So, Mark, we are up to your final story.
All right. So this guy, right, he moves from West Virginia and he moves to Florida. And he goes, and there's a place in Florida, they're like Walmarts, but they have everything, cars, boats, everything. And he goes to one of these big everything under the roof department store looking for a job. And that guy asked him if he had any sales experience. And the kid said, yeah, I was a vacuum salesperson way back a long time ago in Virginia. And the boss was a little unsure, but he liked the kid. He figured he'd give him a shot. So he gave him the job. He goes, all right, start tomorrow. I'll come in down after we close and see how you did. So his first day on the job was rough, but he got through it. After the store locked up, the boss came down to the sales floor. He asked him how many customers bought something from you today. The kid frowned. He looked at the floor. He goes, one. Boss says, he goes, just one. He goes, our average salespeople sell 20, 30 things to customers a day. He goes, that'll have to change soon, or you know, like, you're going to, if you want to stay, keep working here. We have very strict standards for our sales force here in Florida. And one sale a day might have been acceptable maybe in Virginia, but you not here in my store anymore, son. And the kid took the beating, but he continued to look at his shoes and he felt kind of bad for getting chewed out on his first day. He goes, so how much was your one sale for? And the kid looked up to the boss and he said, $101,237.65. The boss says, $100,237.65. What the heck did you sell? He goes, well, first I sold him some new fish hooks, and then I sold him a new fishing rod to go with his hooks. Then I asked him where he was going fishing, and he said down the coast. So I told him I was going to he was going to need a boat. So I went down to the boat department. I sold him a twin engine Quistcraft. Then he said he had a Honda Civic that probably wouldn't be able to pull it. So I took him to the automotive department and we sold him a 4x4 Expedition. He said the guy came in to buy fish hooks and you sold him a boat and a truck? No, he said the guy came in to buy tampons for his wife. And I said, dude, your weekend's screwed anyway. You might as well go fishing.
That was a good one. If you have a funny story, send it to 8029@comcast.net or give us a call at 267-266-5501.
And now it is time for the Mortgage Mom segment with the Ann Katsaris from Green Tree Mortgage. And she's going to continue her topic of ownership trivia.
Yeah, there's just a couple really good ones that I came across, Mark. So before we get into this trivia, I just want to mention one thing. You know, we say that we've been on the air for 16 years, but last weekend we got our numbers and we had over 10,000 listeners, not including the podcast, not including anything else, just 10,000
on the radio, just the radio, not Odyssey online, just the radio. I know. And they tuned in for 48 minutes.
And that was listening to our show, Good News and Real Estate, Saturdays at 1 o'clock. Now, you know, I was talking to one of the producers, you know, of the show, and they had mentioned, you know, we have a golden opportunity for somebody to join us and be a sponsor, right? Not only on our show, but also throughout the station. And it's discounted dollars, but if you could get your business in front of 10,000 people
a week.
A week.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times does your phone ring and my phone ring just from people listening? Look, I would love to share with you what our sponsorship program looks like because we have so many listeners now that it's a win-win for everyone. So do me a favor and just give me a call at 609-605-7153. I will go over the packages with you. We'll tailor it to make your meet your needs, but it is a win-win. So come have some.
No doubt. And it can be almost any type of business.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It doesn't have to be a real estate company. It could be roofers, plumbers, a restaurant.
Right.
I know lots of businesses that don't get that kind of exposure.
Exactly. And that's going to be better than a marquee and a quarter of the price.
Yeah. And some ad on Facebook. All right.
Let's go back to home ownership trivia. According to Zillow.
Yes.
Because, you know, they're the all beyond the all. Homes that have a front door that is either black or gray can increase the home's value by at least $6,200. And 71. Is that insane?
Well, In fact, I got to paint my front door, so I'm glad I heard that one. Black, though. I don't know about black.
Yeah, about black. All right. This is another one. 85% of Gen Zers own their first home by the age of 35.
Yeah, that's a good one.
35. I hope you're not still, my son's not still, never mind. All right, next one. More than two-thirds of homeowners would pass up the perfect home if it wasn't a good fit for their dog according to realtor.com.
You know what? I believe that one, man. People are attached to the damn dogs. I am. Well, I'm, you know.
All right. In the United States, the average American home has over 300,000 items in it.
In one house?
In one house. Go around this weekend and count all the items that are in your house. Let me know how that works out.
I don't have that kind of time.
Okay. Now, the average homeowner will move up to 12 times in their life and on an average will own 3 homes in their life.
That doesn't surprise me.
All right, next one. Video tours and virtual showings are now one of the most common ways to view a new home. Video tours make up 1/3 of all home showings. You know, I have a realtor that we just did a closing and the couple never sold the house. They just saw it by video because they were coming from a different state. And the realtor went in, did a video, and they said yes. And then when they got the keys, that was the first time they saw their house.
I've heard of a few of them.
In the year 2020, there were the most first-time home buyers ever in the history at 2.38 million.
I believe that. That was during pandemic.
So the average, the average age for a first-time home buyer is 36 years old.
Yeah, that's because all these millennials and Gen Xers are renting.
Yeah.
And they got to get out of that.
Wait to hear this one, right? The term mortgage is a French word that indirectly translates to death pledge. They use the term to symbolize that when the pledge dies, the home mortgage debt is fully paid.
That's like a good one. I never heard that one before.
Death pledge. All right, next one. It's illegal to have a donkey in your bathtub in Brooklyn or to keep an alligator in your tub in Arkansas. And forget about keeping your house in a bathtub in South Carolina. Oh, I'm sorry. I totally screwed that up.
Yeah, what was the last one?
And forget about keeping your horse in a bathtub in South Carolina.
Yeah, there are some quirky laws out there.
I don't think I have to worry about either of them.
That's like Jersey has a law. You're not allowed to let your dog hang out the window. But, you know, it's actually they passed the bill. Nobody pays attention to it, but.
Right.
Remember, I had a campaign going on. And I had all pictures of dogs with sunglasses hanging out the car windows.
In 1997, Pepsi and Fox ran a contest that offered a grand prize of a full-sized habitable, accurate down to the furniture version of the Simpsons house.
Really?
I wonder who won that. I got to Google. All right, I think I have time for two more. Right. A study revealed that homes described using the words gorgeous or beautiful statistically sold 15% faster than other properties.
Gorgeous or beautiful, huh? See, I never worried about them descriptions from realtors. First of all, they're realtors. They're not writers. They're not good photographers. Well, they
are. ChatGPT. Tired of looking for the right home on this planet? You can purchase an acre of land on the moon or on Mars for as little as $30.
Yeah, there's been a guy selling ground on the moon for a long time. I don't know how he's doing it, but he is doing it.
All right. This one's funny. The average home size in many developing countries is 75 square feet.
Yeah, tents.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd be able to turn around.
That's a tent.
There are 18.9 million vacant homes in the U.S. This means there are more than 5 times as many vacant apartments as there are homeless people.
That don't surprise me.
I don't know. That's some crazy stuff. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. And let's get into our question and answer segment.
All right. Well, we got to take a break first.
Let's take a break, but stay tuned because we got some really good questions.
All right. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Deanne and Mark are halfway through this week's edition of Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. When the show returns, more real estate news from around the Delaware Valley.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account. We're member-owned and offer all the services you're looking for, like mobile banking and free ATM withdrawals. Visit our website at pfcu.com. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate.
Rock and roll. All right. Welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So if you don't know, that's Law School, Philadelphia, PA. So where are we at, Deanne?
DeMarc, we are up to our question segment. And our first question is, what happens when a seller won't give back the earnest money deposit?
I got a call from a broker this week asking me advice because I coach a lot of people, and this broker called me up and they had a deal, two agents, and it was just like a, something stupid, a little old shed in the backyard, which the township said had to be removed. And so the seller really has to do it. So the buyer, they said they won't do it. And the buyer said, then we're not buying because the township required it and they wanted to keep the people's money. So I suggested, I've done this a few times over the years in my career. It's so easy to tell an agent, excuse me, like if you have an agent, well, you tell them that, you know, because it's not face to face. I said, set up a meeting between the agent, the buyers, and the sellers face to face, because they won't scream at one another then, and it'll probably work out. Now, I told her to call me back, but I haven't heard back from her. But if you get them in the same room, usually they calm down, because that's not about the house. The house was over $400,000. So this is not about the house. This is about ego. And that's most of the time when this stuff happens. And like me and you always talk about splitting the baby. There's always a way to like calm them down. And then, you know, you love this house. You were dreaming about moving in this house. And now you're not going to do it because of this. And the seller, the same thing. Everybody's life's going to be tied up for. And most of them never read the whole contract, these damn agents. That whole page about mediation. You know, that's a 6 month process. Hire them. You got to agree who the mediator is, when we're going to mediate. Everybody gets a few continuances. And then if we're not happy with what the mediator says, then you go to court.
Right.
And now you got a whole year of your life tied up over some shed that the city, the township said, got to go. Give me a break. So anyway, that was my advice. The contract, when you write the contract and you sign the contract, it's a legal binding contract that holds up in court. So you can't just say, I'm not giving the money back. That's not the way it works. What's the next one?
All right. The next question is, if I buy a house as is, does it have to be cleaned out and empty?
Yes. Right in the agreement of sale, it says house must be free of debris, broom swept, empty. So that doesn't mean it has to be white glove clean.
Right.
But it has to be, you can't be leaving the old furniture and, you know, some old stuff that you didn't want and you just left it there. Like my Uncle Ray did. Took his fishing box and his rods and he rolled. So anyway, but no, that's actually in the agreement of sale. Broom swept, free of debris. That means it's got to be cleaned out.
All right. Next question. What kind of grant programs are there for first-time home buyers?
You got to answer this one because I don't know them all, and I'm not you. The mortgage expert.
There are so many different grant programs that are available for first-time home buyers. First of all, you have the county grants that can be anywhere from, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 that are available for first time home buyers. And keep in mind, the definition of a first time home buyer is somebody that hasn't owned a home in the past 3 years. But there's also the Philly First. You have to go to counseling. You have to get a certificate and go through a budget and whatnot. You just have to be careful with these grants, Mark, because, you know, the interest rates are going to drop. People are going to want to refinance. And a lot of these grants, if you sell your home or you refinance, they need to be paid back. So you have to make sure that the grant is going to fit your needs and that you're going to be okay, you know, without doing anything for the next couple of years, anywhere from 5 to 7 years, that grant has to be paid back. So if you're going to be okay with that, then let's use some of that money to buy the rate down. So when the rates do go down, you won't have to worry about being able to refinance. Does that make sense?
Is there some, though, that you can't do anything for 5 years?
It's not that you can't do anything. It's just that the money has to be paid back.
Oh, all right.
So you can sell and you can refinance, but if you get that $10,000 Philly First grant and you want to sell your house in 3 years, that money's got to be paid back.
And there's
so you have to have enough.
Yeah, and there's always seller assist. And in this market with our appreciation, if a house is 250 and you know, and you got a good agent, which is key, and they do the market analysis and they see that you could get, this house could go for 260, 270, but they listed it at 250, you could ask for 10,000 seller assist, right? And now you got 10 grand towards your closing cost.
Yep, absolutely. And that's the best way to do it. All right, question number four. Why does it seem everything builders build in Philly are priced so high, like 400 to 500,000?
Because there's no inventory. And Lehigh Avenue, go to Aramingo, between Aramingo and Frankfurt Avenue, and you can buy a townhouse for $620,000. I mean, I told some people that the other night, and they were like, well, Lehigh Avenue? I'm like, yes. I mean, you know, that this is where we're at. Prices are going up and right. up and up and up. And we're appreciating now and appreciation. You can't talk about Philly like in a one big block. It's neighborhoods. I mean, probably Fishtown and Kensington's probably appreciated at 10, 15%, maybe higher. I know in Fox Chase, we're probably at about 10%. So that's 10% a year times your house. My house might be worth 4 or 5. So that 10% a year, you're picking up 50 grand. You know, that's why it's definitely better to buy than rent. These 48% of, I like to talk to every one of them. All 48% of you that are renting in Philly. Just one smack in the head conversation. Say, listen.
All right.
Crack. Wake the hell up. Like that my painter painted a house. A guy was paying $6,750 a month. A month.
All right. The last question is the market picking up or slowing down?
It's picking up. There's more listings coming on the market. There's a ton of buyers. How many buyers you got pre-approved?
Way too many.
What's the number, you know?
I'm probably going to say, you know, pre-approved and looking, I probably have about 40, but pre-approved altogether in the hundreds.
Yeah. And that's a problem because the lack of inventory, but I am seeing listings coming on the market. It's real estate information filters down to the buyers and sellers very slowly. Like, we're the only real estate show in the fifth largest media market in the country. And, you know, unless we could get, like, now Saturday, we had over 10,000 people listening to our show. So hopefully now they talk to people, because everybody knows 100 people. So that 10,000 people that know 100 people, that's 100,000 people that might get some information from our show just from last Saturday. 100,000 people.
Agree.
But, you know, hopefully we're helping. I'm hoping we are.
I think
we. I've been hiring at renters for 5 years.
Realtors, me. All right. So there were some great questions. Mark, coming up next is going to be our topic of the day, and it's going to be types of leases.
Yeah, so everybody understands that. All right, so very good. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland is proudly being provided by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more in a moment, but first, a message from one of our home team partners, Greentree Mortgage. How much do you qualify for? Ask Deanne now at mortgagemom.net.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive all the time. So are we at the end?
So Mark, we are up to the topic of the day, which is types of leases.
Yeah, we get a little technical today. We'll give them a, and there's all kinds of leases and a lot of people don't understand them. Leases are generally classified by what the tenant has to pay or by the options available to the tenant. Most residential leases, for instance, they're like gross leases where the landlord pays most of the expenses, such as insurance, taxes, water, sewage associated with a property, while the tenant pays rent. That's how most residential ones are. They're not all like that. Some smart tenants make them pay taxes and other things because they don't want to bother the landlords, rather. But they vary significantly on how much the tenant uses them, such as electricity, heat. In a net lease, which is the type that most commercial tenants have, like I have a net lease, the tenant pays most of the expenses of the property, including taxes and insurance. With most net leases, the interior of the buildings could be unfinished, and then the tenant straightens it out. But there are some where the commercial tenant will customize the interior to fit the needs of the business. They'll do some of that, especially in this market, because there's so much commercial space available, lack of tenants. That's why they're turning so many commercial spaces in the high rises in the condos and stuff right now. There's a lot of that going on.
Yep.
Another type of commercial lease that's often used in retail is a percentage lease, where the tenant pays a specified minimum amount of rent plus a percentage of the tenant's monthly income that is over a specified amount. For example, the tenant may be required to pay $1,000 a month and 10% of gross sales over $500,000. Now, the reason they do these kind of leases is the tenant that's coming in is starting a new business and can't afford a really high lease out of the gate. So they get a lower lease month, but then they put a number, a specified amount. If they do over a certain sales amount, the landlord gets a percentage of the profit. Now, it could be a good thing, or if you do knock it out of the park your first year, it could be a bad thing because now the landlord's getting a bunch of your profit. Percentage leases are often used in real space. They're usually like in shopping centers, big box things, stuff like that, where they're big stores with very expensive rents. But it helps the retailers reduce their expenses when their income is less. Other types of variable leases that leave variable amounts of rent include graduated leases, which has a stipulated date of when the rent increases. And then you have an index lease, which these can be a little hairy, especially in this economy, the Bidenomics were inflation is 15% in Philly, not 3 or 4, what the national news is saying.
Right.
I went food shopping Saturday with Evie. Jeez Louise. I was looking at cans of soup for $6.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Where the amount of rent is determined by the indexed, and that's the consumer price index. The CPI, I did a thing on this a couple weeks ago, so the public would understand what that is, the consumer price index. And that, and then when they say inflation is 3 or 4%, that's the stock market based with the consumer price index. That's not the day-to-day living cost. So anyway, inflation's not 3-4%. It's 15% in Philly Metro. Ground lease. A ground lease is a net lease of unapproved land. So you're renting land, which the tenant will erect buildings and install fixtures to conduct its business. Like I have a friend, he builds storage units. He don't buy the ground. He leases the ground and then he builds the big storage unit on it and he pays the lease. And they're usually long-term leases. Like he does, he also does CVSs, and he'll get a ground lease 50 to 100 years. You know, they want to be long-term so the landlord can't kick you off the ground.
Right.
But like that, they do that for those kind of things. CVSs, Rite Aids, people will own the Rite Aid and then they lease it to Rite Aid. So, you know, but they'll build it. Oil and gas leases. Now, this is a big thing in Pennsylvania, but Biden doesn't like this and been putting the kibosh on it, which he should stop because batteries don't work that great in Minnesota and North Dakota. And if they catch fire, you know what? I heard, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show or not, but you should not put an electric motorcycle and an electric car in the same garage.
Really?
Some kind of metallic thing what can cause them to catch fire. In fact, they say you shouldn't park your electric car in your garage at all because they're really hard to put out. Anyway, an oil and gas lease is a special type of lease where the oil company will pay the landlord for the right to explore the on the land for gas. And this was a big thing like years ago, now it seems, in Pennsylvania, where the gas companies were running all over Pennsylvania because we're sitting on one of the largest deposits in the world under Pennsylvania. And so they would come to you. They would search. They found gas. They give you a big check, $50,000 to start out before they even start digging. But they would know there would be gas. And then you got to be very careful how you sign these contracts because you want to make sure that you're really making money. And I know one friend that he was getting big checks every month and he thought it was going to be for life and it wasn't. And it was because of the way he signed the contract without the right legal advice. But if you have a good one, man, you could be set. You'd be a millionaire. A lease purchase is an agreement. Now, this is the old, here's the confusing one for the typical person out there. The old rent to buy scheme, you know, that all the brokers used to advertise in the local papers, rent to buy, rent to buy. And all that was to make the phone rings. In actuality, it's a lease purchase agreement that allows a tenant to purchase the land after renting it for a time or even a house. The right to purchase is a lease purchase, which allows the tenant to apply some of the rent towards the purchase price, but not necessarily have to do it that way, thereby building up equity while lowering the amount of the needs of the borrowers. Now, that could go a lot of different ways. I've done a lot of rent to buys in commercial lease purchases. But most of the time, they're like 5 years, 10 years, usually minimum 5 years, like a bar or something like that. And then you put a purchase price in the contract that you've agreed on. But you can also figure out appreciation. So if the guy doesn't buy it, like if he buys, what happens to a lot of people like this, small business guys that own bars, restaurants, stuff like this, a lot of them, they hide everything from the IRS. Then when they sell, they want, you know, $2 million. Well, if you can't prove it's worth $2 million, the bank's not going to give the buyer the loan. So you can only get what you can prove. General rule of thumb for businesses, what a business is worth, 30% of its gross. But the best way to do it is, if not talking about the building, whatever the building's worth, the equipment, used equipment, no matter what, 50 cents on a dollar. But the business is worth 2 to 3 years of the net on their tax returns. So that's what it's really worth. So it's the building, the equipment, and then there can be a thing called goodwill. So you could add in maybe an extra $100,000 in goodwill And the mortgage companies will go along with that. But you got to be able to prove what it's worth. But I did one, and the guy didn't have books. And my guy did, we did a lease to purchase, 5 years with an option to purchase. So now, after 2 years, he's running the bar like great, packed every day. After he gets 2 years tax returns under his belt, then he can go back to the bank and then he can buy it and buy out the seller. So that's an option. There's always something you can do, you know, and that deal, I did that deal and it only took less than a month. A sale leaseback is an agreement where this owner sells the land and leases it back for commercial rights, you know, and that happens a lot in big commercials deals where you can do that. You know, they may sell the real estate and then lease it back to them. So they have it. So, you know, there's some different leases. There's all kinds of different leases. There's many ways to skin the cat in real estate, and there's plenty of money to be made. I don't, most realtors don't do commercial. Well, I always think, why turn that business down? Most of the time, there's lawyers involved.
Right.
And gas stations, restaurants, bars, there's always lawyers involved. They don't write the contracts. So anyway, there were some of them. I don't have too much time to get into too much more detail.
You know, I don't know a whole lot about leases because I mostly handle contracts and sale, you know, to purchase. So, you know, just only in our rental programs. But that was a good topic and it was very informative. And we're going to jump over to Dr. Abelson, who is standing by, and we're going to talk about managing your emotional intelligence.
All right, very good.
And today we're going to be dealing with the personality trait of C and how they're dealing with the market.
Right. How are you, Dr. Abelson?
I am doing fantastic. How are the two of you?
Bad. We are good. I was telling my students about this series, so I told them all to listen. So we're at the C, the big C. They're all scared of making a mistake. Their accountant-type mentalities. Tell us how they deal with this market.
Well, they double down on the data. That's the easiest way to explain it. Because whenever they get anxious or they're concerned about something, the answer is always in the details, which is unfortunate because a lot of times we have managers who get stuck in the details and then things don't get done because they're starting to take the responsibility of other people. So it's pretty frustrating. So they double down on the details. When you're dealing with the intent C, okay, in this type of situation, and you want to get them away from doubling down on the details or focusing on the details, the easiest way to do it is to say, give me some options or alternatives and your suggestion, and I'll make the final decision, meaning somebody other than the C. Because what happened, the reason they keep on doubling down on the details is, as you said, Mark, they're afraid of being wrong. So right. In order to make sure that they are not wrong, they try to get more and more information because that's the typical very, very intense C solution to most things. We have to get the information. We have to make sure it's right. So we have to double check it. And then we have to do other things. And then they're still not sure whether they want to make a recommendation or make a decision. So if you take the decision away from them, and give them an opportunity for feedback by giving you various options or alternatives to consider and that you'll make the decision, if all of a sudden it's a huge relief and it's a burden off their shoulders. Yeah.
I had two C clients one time. They were my buyers and I sold their house and they were very high C's. And everything was perfect. The house they wanted, they loved. We got the great buyer for their house. And they just couldn't make a decision. And they kept going back and forth. And then they would ask me, and I'd say, it's all everything you wanted. And finally, you know, I said, you want to buy the house or not? And they went, yes. And then all the pressure was on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, you forced their hand, basically.
Yeah, you got to push them over the cliff a little bit.
Right.
To help them.
Right. Yeah. So, and the interesting thing is most people think that there is a perfect house, but even if you're building your own house, it's never perfect.
No,
you know, because there's always an issue or always a problem. Sometimes you're not even aware of it until after the contract is done and you've closed on it. But for the C, 150% sometimes is not good enough. And one of the other issues or the other things to talk about is, do you really need to be 150% or 120 or even 100%? Will 80% be good enough for this particular situation? Okay. And you need to get them to commit on that if that is the fact, if that's what's going on.
Yeah, they just have a tough time making decisions. There was a great line in the movie Seabiscuit, and when he was talking about the other horse, and he goes, "You show me something perfect, and I'll show you something that's not." and you know, and that's the truth. And some C&S buyers have a tough time pulling the trigger.
Right.
And they need a strong agent to go, you know what? This is everything you wanted. And you got to, like, you know, say to them, you want to buy it. And then once they say yes, they're happy.
Well,
that was good. So I tell everybody how to get a hold of you, doctor.
All they have to do is email me at dr.a@abelson.net. And I'll be delighted to talk with you about anything dealing with the disc and the motivators or EQ.
Very good, doctor.
All right. So you can email your questions at 8029@comcast.net or give Mark a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me at deannekatsaris@comcast.net or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
Very good. And a special thanks to all of our 10,000 listeners last week that tuned into our show, our sponsors for keeping on the air. And you want to be a sponsor, give Deanne a call. She'll give you the rundown. It's expensive, not expensive, and it's a great tax write-off. And you'll be on the number one talk station in Philly. And I'm telling you, we have faithful listeners that listen for 48 minutes every week. It's great. I love them. So with that, have a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time.
Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate. If you'd like to contact Mark Cumberland or Deanne Katsaris or listen to any of their past shows, go to goodnewsinrealestate.com. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the mortgage mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the mortgage mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes. The premier real estate school in Philadelphia has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.